Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to the Him and Her podcast, the New York edition. We're doing this one from Brooklyn, New York. I don't know. What do you want to talk about first?
I think we should just talk about, like, New York stuff. Things we've done here. Things people we would recommend to go do and see. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a good week.
Word. Probably the best thing that we've done here as thus far is which was a surprise for me.
For your birthday?
Birthday present. Which was the Fela show, which I can't remember the theater it was at, I guess.
Eugene O'Neill Theater.
And it was the best show I've ever seen in my entire life, period.
Well, is that only because you're in love with Fela, or was it the best show, like, besides that point?
It was the best show, like, from top to bottom, the singing, the guy who was playing Fela, like, everything top to bottom was just perfect. Choreography, everything was beautiful. It was just a great, great show. I'm not super play guy, but that was ridiculous. But yeah, it is a lot because I'm a super fan.
And I'm not a super fan. Not that I don't like him. I'm just not well-versed in Fela's music or history. So, like, he's kind of unfamiliar to me. Like, I've heard him here and there or whatever from you playing stuff in the house or whatever. But and it's good. Like, I enjoy it. I like it. But I've, you know, was never into it. And I have seen a lot of plays and musicals throughout my whole life. And I have to agree. It was an amazing show. Amazing. The dancing was great. The music was great. It was funny and sad and poignant and interactive. And
very interactive. I would suggest anybody who come here, just whatever it costs, just go see it.
And it, like, made sense. Like, it was a really good, like, it wasn't too long. It wasn't too short. It went through the whole, like, history of everything that happened through his, for his music and, like, politically in his country. Like, it was just amazing. It was really good.
And all the actors and actresses, dancers, everyone was just...
All the singers were amazing.
Yeah, if you listen to his music and go see this play, you will not be... What word am I looking for?
Disappointed.
It was incredible.
Yeah, you said it, like, sounded spot on, right?
It was, I mean... Some of the songs, if you listen, you know, if you're a big fan of his and you listen to the songs a lot, like I do, like over and over and over, you know, these little things he does in certain songs. And the guy did them on stage. It was like.
And he looked like him too, right?
Yeah, he had the look. I mean, he was a lot bigger than Fela was, but I mean, that's, you know.
Just height wise though, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, he was a little more built and tall, but I mean. You know, it was in general, he had the look, you know, and it was perfect. But, and even at the best, one of the parts that really, really got me into the show, because I really didn't know how it was going to go, was that when we first got there in the beginning and they were playing the music, and I couldn't believe how spot on they were with the music.
Right.
It was ridiculous. Like, it had that old, like, 60s, 70s feel. It didn't sound electronic. It didn't sound like, you know, like, they had like 10,000 amps in the back and all these mixing boards. It sounded like authentic, like old school Afrobeat music.
And it was cool that, like, in most productions, the musicians are, like, under the stage in the pit.
Right.
And you can't even see them, but they were on stage.
On stage the whole time.
And they weren't in the focus. You know, you didn't even, like, see them a lot if you didn't want to, but they were there. You could watch them if you wanted to because they were on stage. But
and the actor even did his thing where he'd look at the band, and he'd do his thing with his hands like he'd do at his concerts and stuff. Like, if you ever seen his DVD concerts, a couple are out. He did the same thing. It was just spot on, perfect. And I had to buy some shit. I bought shit before we even went into the play. So, but yeah, it was definitely go see that.
And who did we see there, Damon? Who's in the audience with us? Who was it?
The boss, Bruce Springsteen, I was literally 5 inches away from Bruce Springsteen that night.
And you were so excited.
I was excited because
it was hilarious.
I know you don't like Bruce Springsteen. That's fine. I'm not a fan of his music that much, but he is kind of an icon, and it was kind of cool to see.
He was dancing, too.
Yeah. I mean, if I saw Swiss Beats at the show, I'd be like, oh, wow, Swiss Beats. Let's keep going. But it was the boss.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. I was not excited.
I know. He's like the most famous person, like one of the most famous artists in America. I mean, hate him or love him, that's just the way it is. Anyway. I'm gonna play a couple of Fela songs.
That's a good idea.
We won't play the full versions because they're like 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. So we'll play a little bit of Water, No Good Enemy, and probably ITT.
Oh, and that was the thing too that you said before we go into the songs, is that you were like a huge fan of his and listened to his lyrics, you know them, all that, but you gained a better understanding of what they meant.
Yeah.
Through the play.
Because you know it's like political and stuff like that, but there was actually an idea behind all these songs that was kind of crazy. And there was also another thing, is they went into the whole thing of how he invented Afrobeat from James Brown, and you know, this he invented that whole bass, you know, the drums. It was all him.
All of his influences.
Him and Tony Allen, like, together, like, just made this whole new type of music. It was neat. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play some of those songs. What did I say I was gonna play?
The Water.
Water No Good Enemy and ITT. I might even throw in something later. We'll see what happens.
If you want to go wash, now what are you going to use? If you want to cook soup, now what are you going to use? If your head is hot, now what are you going to use? If your child is crook, now what are you going to use? If water kill your child, now what are you going? No. Tell me back, mama, why you me not low, my low? Cause someone told me shake, oh, my low, me, oh, nothing without water. Cause someone told me shake, oh, my low, me, oh, me, you love,
water. Water,
oh, me, you love. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back.
We are.
I'm going to talk some more about New York, I guess, since we're still here.
Yes.
Okay, some of the spots we went to, checked out this time. We went to a lot of spots last time, but this time we checked out quite a few more spots, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we got more accomplished as far as our list of places we want to go see this right. time. We're really efficient in our time.
And we tend to go to places where people don't have the tendency to want to blow up. So we stay out of Times Square and shit like that. I don't really care for that flashy shit. There's really nothing going on there, except for a SWAT shop, which I think is closed now.
Right.
That's kind of bogus. We did go there for dinner, though. Good dinner. And we had to go there for the Fela show.
Right.
But we also checked out Five Points in, was it Long Island?
Long Island City.
Long Island City, which is the same as Long Island.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's part of Queens.
Oh, right. Long Island City in Queens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we haven't gone to Long Island. Long Island.
No.
Okay.
And we probably won't.
I don't think there's anything there.
I don't think so either.
Except De La Soul came from Long Island.
Yeah, they're not there anymore.
And the Locks, they're from Long Island.
Yeah, well.
Okay, moving on. So, 5 points.
It was amazing.
Right. It took us forever to get there, though. The train.
Oh, yeah, with the bus.
You always have to go off the train and get on the bus because all that bullshit's going on.
But it's like an entire block all the way around. Like, it's this huge warehouse kind of building completely covered by graffiti.
Completely, top to bottom.
And you can, like, kind of go inside, too, in the middle of the building, so you can be surrounded by it from top to bottom. It's probably, like, what, 5 stories high or something?
Yeah, probably at least 5 stories.
And I guess graffiti artists can, like, sign up or, like, ask to do a piece.
Yeah.
And if you get permission, you can just do that. Like, the pieces change all the time, so every time we come back to New York, I want to go back there and see what's different.
Yeah, we actually saw a couple of guys doing pieces.
Yeah, there were probably like 3 or 4 of them
doing
stuff at the time we were there.
And we saw, what was that one piece we saw? This a street art dude, what's his name? Remember that one? Never mind, we'll come back to it later. But the best picture or art piece that was there was actually at the very top of it that we couldn't get to. I don't think anyone can go up there.
Right. No, I don't think so.
But you can only see it from the train. I think we're on a 7. You can only see it from the 7. And the 7 curls around the building, and it's elevated. And it's a picture of Big, and it's ridiculous. I couldn't get a picture of it, sorry, but I'm sure online there's pictures of it all over the place.
It almost looked like a photograph.
Right.
And it was crazy.
There was a couple that were like almost photogenic, like the Nas one.
Yeah.
Those guys are really good. And there was one of, I don't know, remember that backside? There was like 2 or 3 photo kind of ones. Can't remember who they were though. It was LL Cool J and then some like rock star. I don't know if you know this.
I don't recall.
Snapping pictures. That was another thing. I got some really dope photography done.
That you'll probably never see because you never post that stuff.
I know, but I got other stuff I gotta do with them, so.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see. And there's a graffiti artist named Venus out here.
Yes!
And we've been photographing her stuff whenever we see it.
Like, in fact, right next to our hotel, there was a Venus tag.
Yes.
Like, right next to our hotel.
Right.
That's so bizarre. And all over our neighborhood that we're staying in. Venus is all over the place. Yeah, speaking of our neighborhood.
We are staying in Sunset Park this time.
Yes, in Brooklyn.
Which is
crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. But mainly Hispanic neighborhood. And our hotel is in between 2 houses. In just a bizarre, really bizarre place. And we were kind of freaked out when we first got here that we're going to get murdered.
Yeah, it's kind of sketchy at first when you just look around at the surroundings. But at the same time, it's totally safe feeling, too. You know, there's no bars, there's no liquor stores, there's no, like, people hanging out, really. But yeah, when we walk down the street, there's, you know, a Mexican family with their kids. And then there's, like, a random white girl with her backpack and her iPod. You know, like,
and mad redhead girls. I don't know what that's all about.
And then there was like people speaking like some random European language, like Polish or something. Oh, and there was that poster around the corner with like a Polish hip hop band.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then there was like all this Chinese writing on the next block of different stores and restaurants and things. Like,
oh, and here's a tip for when you come to New York: don't stay in Manhattan.
No.
Because you're going to hate it.
And it's boring.
You're going to leave Manhattan and go other places anyway. Like, I mean, if you're in that Times Square, like, glitz and glamour shit.
Do you want to go to the M&M store all day? Then yes, stay there.
I mean,
there.
You can walk it for one night. We did it once. We walked it and we were bored out of our mind. We ended up getting a bottle. And sitting over by the Heights Theater and getting drunk because it was so stupid. So stay in Brooklyn, stay in Queens, stay the Bronx, stay somewhere else. Don't stay in Manhattan.
All right, let's get moving because we're wasting a lot of time. People are going to get bored.
They are.
So one of the places that actually one of my clients... I sound like the guy from the movie. one of my clients told us that we have to go to is Junior's in Brooklyn, was apparently like a mainstay in Brooklyn, like a staple that everyone goes to. It's been around for like 50, 60 years.
Why is it famous now?
Well, famous people go there. Oh, and Diddy.
Yes.
The making the band thing. He made his people walk to Junior's to get him some cheesecake. Remember that in like the first season or
and
something?
If you realize how long that walk is.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
But let me just tell you that like I was so excited to finally go there, and I was so unimpressed.
Very. Although my crab cake was delicious, the macaroni and cheese was very unimpressive. I ate the shit though. It was delicious, but I'm just saying like it wasn't
oh my God.
Like grandma's like macaroni and cheese.
And even the cheesecake was like, it was like any other cheesecake.
They're known for the cheesecake.
And they shouldn't be, really. Right.
That shit was not delicious.
It was, it was good.
It was average.
It was edible. It was good. It wasn't it wasn't bad at all, but it was not amazing.
It was average, like, the shit I could go buy at Century's by the slice. Like, that's average. Like, that's how average it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a little better than Century.
Maybe a little better than Century, but still, it wasn't remarkable.
It wasn't the shit.
Thankfully, it wasn't expensive, so, you know, at least we did it, and it's out of the way.
Yeah. Should we play a song real quick? Because we're getting kind of long here.
Okay.
What do you want to play? Some random shit? Because we can't think of what to play?
Yeah, let's play some random... Because there's nothing, like, new that we've heard in New York to play, which is what I wanted to do. Because
everybody's bumping Gucci and...
And Wayne.
Wayne here, which is... very weird to us. Because last time we were here, at least they were bumping like 50 everywhere. Which
no, and Jay-Z, remember?
50, yeah. That,
every cab we got in had Jay-Z playing last time.
That New York song just came out. That shit was everywhere.
Yeah.
But now it's all Wayne and Gucci nonstop, every car. And over here, it's a lot of like salsa.
And disco.
Disco and salsa. Weird.
Anyway,
we'll just fucking
play. Let's play where it started at.
What?
Where it started at, New York.
What are you talking about?
We're gonna just play this song.
Who sings that?
Just stop it.
Fine.
Where do I start?
Let's see, what do you want here?
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at.
No doubt.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed.
Yeah.
Wanna score, go to war like a jarhead.
High
New
tech.
York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
New York,
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
We're gonna take you all on a little trip to New York City.
With the first hello.
Got a lot of heart. Best part is I'm clever too. Hand skills, hawk work, gunplay, whatever do. Ecstasy, oxy, Vicodin powder, Ari, haze, diesel, sour, dust juice, Lucy's, turbans, koofies, handguns is petite. The shotties is doofy. Telling in is not nice. A lot of niggas got life. Everything is good in my bank except cock dice. Harlem's, Jordans, the hood can't afford them. So they bootleg them. Now everybody sport them. Dorms, cells, packages, mail, warrants, bails, everything's real now.
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at.
New York.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
New York, New York.
Hot tech, hot tech, tech, tech.
Pet, post, pet, post, post.
With the the first
all
hole.
I got is my word and my nuts. Man, I got Brooklyn in my balls. So you could see Bed-Stuy if you looking in my drawers. Always talking about you balling. Look, you on the ball. Word on the streets, niggas ready to put you on the wall. You just a leg shooter. You aim your gun low, I shoot my tech high. I keep a high tech like the producer. Pap grip the Desi till that clip is empty. Man, I have black buried in the cemetery. Go ahead, get your Fetty. But you better tell, Holmes, messing with me or get black buried like a cell phone. Punks pay dues, not me, I pay attention. Call it New York, cause we keep reinventing.
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at.
New York.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York.
With her first hello.
Who flipped the vocabulary? Shattered my adversaries, busting like a capillary. Roaches and rats on every corner. Winter's warmer, but New York is used to that already. Manhattan built the cemeteries where the blacks was buried. Yeah, I take the Staten Ferry, I walk the Broadway. I talk to chicks along the way with John Forte. Used to do this all day, burning in the project hallways. Discuss the strategies in the court case. Tell them I rock the North Face, I'm cold like winter. I'm from Brooklyn like the D-Sep and low life niggas were. Fuck the talking, this a New York thing, we at war. But all things considered, we your kings, what?
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at.
New York.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
New York, New York,
New York, New York.
My nigga, what up?
New York, New York.
Check, you did it again, nigga.
Word up, I love it. Hello.
Hey yo yo, I rhyme for the streets. Broke niggas rap when they feast. Who angry as hell? The yell from the beast. Wise killers up in New York who lay for peace. Crime action get you trapped by the chiefs. No peace, see me prowling half the hood, styling good talent. Most of us fell off from drug wars. Trying to re-up the law wowing. Can't get no rest. The best is on stress, palin' scheming on something green. With eagles on the chef, found it while I take a trip back. My first little pack had to open doors. No time for broads, I was scoping. Bagging like a newborn, barely profit, beat pop off. We carry Tommy guns and smoke trees and yak pockets. Pilgrimage life, real life with no money and no white. I had this white girl who worked for me, wiping pipe, living by the sword. 100 niggas daily who get all aboard and kill for some paper, live on them acres, ball.
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at.
New York.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York.
On her first hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
New York, New York, New York.
What song are you talking about? What song are you talking
Shut
about?
Up.
What is that?
That's not what it's called either.
It is called where it all started at.
All right, moving on. We're going to get back to Milwaukee.
Yes. Although we don't really like
we're
to do
not
that,
looking
but...
forward to coming back, but
we are.
Yeah. What do we got? Should we do it in like order?
Let's first talk about let's just like promote some of our stuff for a moment.
Okay.
So, we have Vinyl Only coming up in September again.
Mm-hmm.
I think September 14th. And any DJs that may be listening right now, you can still hit me up and we can try to fit you in on that night. For a short set of Vinyl Only.
Short set.
Yeah, it's going to be short. Because a lot of people want to do it. So we got to fit people in. That's
Don't
how it goes.
Don't bring a bucket full of records. Just bring like 3 or 4.
No. Well,
yeah.
Not 3 or 4.
5 or 6.
But yeah, just know that it's short. Because short. We have a lot of people getting on. So that's happening. We also have... this new thing, this is our second time doing a day party. So it's on a Saturday, September 4th, at Hyde Bar this year. I mean, this time. Last time it was at Hot and Water. But this time it's at Hyde
Fire,
Fire
and
Water,
water
right. This time it's at Hyde Bar in Bayview. And it's from 4 to 8 p.m. So it's super early. It's crazy. It's daylight. It's nuts.
And it's no joke. She packs that shit in, let me tell you.
She talking about the promoter of the event.
The promoter.
Which is not us.
I don't even DJ that shit. I just go there to help set up. And Venus here does the whole event. And it's banging.
It's like crazy. There's no cover.
And she's had other DJs, but she's the one that gets called back over and over. Because it was banging last time. And it was ridiculously packed.
And everyone's pretty. And like dressed nice. And like,
it's the fancy black people of America in that place.
Yeah. Like,
it's ridiculous.
People are ordering expensive drinks. And
everybody's drinking Cosmos. It's
fancy.
And
yeah.
And I'm looking all like,
but everyone's really nice.
I know, but I'm looking all gutter ass for paps and shit. Like, what?
Well, but still, like, you know, some of those, like, you know, bougie parties are like real stuck up or whatever. But the last day party we did, everyone was really friendly. And yeah, looked really pretty and nice and everything, but they were really nice. Gave us a lot of compliments and were friendly.
You can, anybody can come to it. I mean, it's probably the coolest event that we take part in.
Yeah, it's the Socialistas are the event planners for that, and I think Nouveau
sponsor.
Is it Nouveau Vodka?
Yeah, Nouveau. No, it's not vodka. It's like champagne or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, they were one of the sponsors, and they last time at least gave some free drinks out for the maybe first hour or two.
Yeah, it was like a free couple of.
I'm not sure if that's same this time actually, so I don't want to talk about that. But
either way, just come out if you can because it's a really good event.
Yeah, check my Facebook; it's on there.
Networking, it's a really good networking event.
Oh my God, everyone was handing out business cards.
Everybody.
It was ridiculous.
There's even a bank there as a sponsor.
That's right.
So yeah, good networking. Anyway, we got, what else, Automatic Shit's coming out, that's just Trell and A Prime, their album's about to drop, I don't know when, I did all the artwork for that, photography, so if you don't like those two dudes, which I do not, go, just kidding, go get the album just for my photography and shit, but they have a party that's coming out. Or that's happening at B-Sides on August 28th, I believe.
Right.
Should be a good show.
You know, I think JDL is spinning for that.
Probably. JDL is
my
favorite DJ in the Midwest, period. Actually, I can say all-time favorite DJ right now, because I haven't heard anybody I like better than him, period. Who is also spinning my birthday on Tuesday, August 24th, which... The podcast may or may not be up by then, so you may miss it, you may not, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. What else we got?
Well, Ray's had his CD release party maybe a month or two ago for his new CD, which is Living in...
Technicolor?
Right. And
he was... Which I don't have a track on this time, by the way.
Whose fault is that?
Mine. Absolutely all mine.
Okay.
I can't blame him at all. He was asking me, and I never gave him a track. So.
But you did help produce or direct and write his video.
Yes.
Which just came out a few days ago.
Me and Shaku Maze, who are known as the Grown Man Collective, along with JC Poppy also, who does management and shit. Or, I don't know what that dude does, but he makes moves, so. Us three. But moving on.
So the video is for the song Blue Collar, which I guess is like the first single off the album, I suppose.
It's usually how it works.
And it's on all of our Facebook and other hip-hop websites. I think I've seen it on.
Yeah, Mad Bloggers, some other shit. I don't know. I don't really pay attention because... I have a short attention span, but I know it's been on some other stuff, so just getting some press on it.
So yeah, if you haven't seen it, look it up.
Yeah. And we got, what's our big thing coming up? Oh no, we already talked about that. Whoops!
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so. I think we're just going to end it. I think we should just play that song.
I want to keep talking. I'm drunk.
Yeah, well, nobody really wants to hear you.
They all want to hear
me. They don't. You're not talking about anything.
You bitches want to hear me. I know you do. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's play that blue collar joint. And I'll put the video up on the podcast too, so you can check it out.
Oh, whoa, hold on 1 second. I think we should talk for just 1 minute, literally, about Central Park today.
Yeah. Summer Stage free concerts.
Yeah, they have a free concert every week. Today was Chrisette Michele, and Mario opened, and somebody else, I forgot who.
Yeah, a bunch of, yeah.
We got there 2.5 hours after it started, but it was packed. Like, the whole area where the seats were for the concert were totally packed. You couldn't get in there at all.
It was closed off.
But there was, like, probably hundreds and hundreds of people just outside sitting with their blankets or their lawn chairs or on the benches, not able to see anything, but just there to listen.
They were on the backside of it. Like, well, not the backside, but there's a big hill, and you cannot see a single solitary thing. And the people were
and they were fine.
Yeah.
They were happy.
They were on blankets and just chilling, listening to the music.
And who was the DJ that was in the middle in it when we got there?
DJ Wiz was spinning when we got there. And he was playing some pretty mediocre music. And the crowd was going crazy.
Crazy. Screaming and yelling and cheering, hands in the air. And he was playing OPP and... You know,
I mean, granted, he was playing like New Jersey, New York music, so it made sense. But like, he wasn't playing anything stellar.
Nothing special. It was all the predictable. I mean, granted, it was a lot of the stuff that we play, but I expected more from New York. I really did.
I thought he was gonna drop some MOP or drop some
Wu-Tang. You were talking about Wu-Tang.
Some like. Some 50. He played some 50, but it was like some shit nobody wanted to hear. But the crowd was still going crazy. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah, they were super excited. And it was, for me, kind of disappointing.
Yeah, we haven't really heard a lot of good music here.
We haven't heard any good music here.
It's fairly disappointing that New York is kind of...
I really expected to come here and hear some stuff that we had to bring back and, like, share with Milwaukee.
I think if we had time to go to the Bronx, we might get some stuff, or Harlem. Yeah. But, yeah, just Brooklyn and, I don't know, it's just not hearing anything right now. It sucks to say, and I'm coming back, I don't really care, but it's, you know, just kind of... irritating a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's close it out.
Yeah.
We'll play Raze's blue collar joint and an extra secret surprise after that.
Ooh.
I know. It's not gonna be the good surprise. Just kidding. Oh yeah, and go see the other guys. Shit is ridiculously funny.
Hilarious.
Don't go see Dinner for Schmucks. Boring.
Have a drink or two before you see the other guys, too. It'll make it more funny.
Very. Even if you don't drink, it's fucking hilarious.
But if you do...
Yeah.
Even better.
And if you go to New York, make sure you go to the Met. And go to the upstairs and look at New York. Without having to pay to go somewhere else to see all of New York.
That rooftop was pretty nice.
And also... When they say recommended prices for things here, just give them $1. They don't give a fuck. They're making like $4 an hour. They don't care what you give them. I'm just saying, because we did that today. That shit was hot.
All right, let's end this.
I saved like $1,000 on that shit, just giving people $1 recommended places. All right, let's go. We gotta get up early for brunch and shit.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's move. Peace out, bitches.
Peace out.
Seriously, you're not going to do it?
Bitches.
Thank you. God, it's like pulling nails.
I don't like to say it.
Shush.
Yeah. You don't want to fight your wars. way back. This one is coming all the way back from Toronto to Ottawa on the road. Check it out, man.
Don't want to fight no wars.
They know music.